Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. This Mishnah is really similar to the previous Mishnah, which had discussed the 6 or 7 days of taking the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash. Now we're going to talk about the 6 or 7 days of draping the aravos over the mizbeach. The essential difference here is that when it came to the lulav, the most important day was the first day, because that's the day that everybody, even people outside the Beis Hamikdash, would take the lulav. So the most important day for the arava is the last day, what we call Hoshana Rabba. The reason why it's the most important is because one of the elements going on is the prayer for rains. And during the holiday of Sukkot, the tradition is that is when we are judged for rain. And the sealing of the din of the judgment happens at the end of the holiday, Hoshana Rabba. That's the last day, the 7th day of Sukkot. And there's also special procedures that are done with the aravos going around the Mizbeach, not one time, but 7 times, as we'll see in subsequent Mishnayos. So because the special day for the aravos is on the 7th day, we're going to have that be the focal point, and that will be the one day where, even if it falls out on Shabbos, we'll still do the aravos. Whereas when it came to the lulav, since the special day is the first day, we only bring lulav 7 days if it's on the first day of Sukkot that is Shabbos. The Mishnah says inside, arava shiva ketzad. How does the arava work out for 7 days? And the same variant girsa exists here also, that would say arava shisha vishiva ketzad. Arava on 6 or 7, how does it work out? Again, harkening back to the previous Mishnahs. Yom shvi shel arava shechalios b'shabbos. If the 7th day of the arava taking, that is to say Hoshana Rabba, the last day falls on the Shabbos, then the arava shiva, then we'll take it all 7 days. And Usha'ar kol yamim, if Shabbos falls out on any other day besides for the last day of Sukkot, then we'll take it only 6 days. Now, the truth is that the taking of the arava is a required from Torah law, it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, and that being the case, it should be brought all 7 days. And although there is this concern, perhaps you would carry in the Rishus Arabim, similar to the lulav, the difference is, as I sort of alluded to and built up from the previous Mishnah, the aravos are, the whole procedure is conducted by the kohanim as functionaries of the Beis HaMikdash. They're the ones who will bring these aravos, and they're the ones who will encircle them around the mizbeach. And that is certainly true because only a kohen can go in the area between the mizbeach, the altar, and the ulam, the entrance to the heichal, where the kodesh and kodesh kodashim are, that building. So they are zrizin, as we said before, and therefore there's no reason to think really that they would go and carry an arava and rishus arava on Shabbos. And that being the case, there isn't really a good reason to not allow all 7 days, which the Torah mandated 7 days, for doing the arava, including Shabbos. The thing is that the Chazal were concerned people would think somehow that the arava is maybe more important than the lulav, because it's 7 verse 6 and it's docha Shabbos, and they might come to mazalzel, denigrate the mitzvah of lulav, and therefore they set it up similarly that you would have Shabbos being docha the aravos, just like Shabbos is docha the lulav, except on its 1 day. And they dafka chose the 7th day, A, because they wanted to make it distinct from lulav, and B, because the 7th day sort of has special significance, as I just alluded to, with Hoshana Rabba, and the procedure done with the aravos, as we'll learn more in the upcoming Mishnah.